This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Jackie Lydon. European leaders, along with veterans of World War II, gathered at Omaha Beach in Normandy, France today to commemorate D-Day. The Allied invasion there, exactly 65 years ago, was a turning point of the war, the beginning of Western Europe's liberation from Nazi control. Thousands of Allied soldiers died securing the beaches of northern France, and President Obama honored them, saying of their sacrifice, "We cannot forget, we must not forget." Here is a part of his speech.
The sheer improbability of this victory is part of what makes D-Day so memorable. It also arises from the clarity of purpose with which this war was waged. We live in a world of competing beliefs and claims about what is true. It's a world of varied religions and cultures and forms of government. In such a world, it's all too rare for a struggle to emerge that speaks to something universal about humanity. The Second World War did that. No man who shed blood or lost a brother would say that war is good, but all know that this war was essential. For what we faced in Nazi totalitarianism was not just a battle of competing interests. It was a competing vision of humanity. Nazi ideology sought to subjugate and humiliate and exterminate. It perpetrated murder on a massive scale, fueled by a hatred of those who were deemed different and therefore inferior. It was evil. The nations that joined together to defeat Hitler's Reich were not perfect. They'd made their share of mistakes, had not always agreed with one another on every issue. But whatever God we prayed to, whatever our differences, we knew that the evil we faced had to be stopped. Citizens of all faiths and of no faith came to believe that we could not remain as bystanders to the savage perpetration of death and destruction. And so we joined and sent our sons to fight and often die, so that men and women they never met might know what it is to be free.
President Obama speaking today in Normandy, France.